from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Feeling the Astros, man. Everybody's feeling the Astros right now because it is it's happening. So this is what I was thinking about. They won their eighth straight game, which season-long, by the way.
Season-long.
Eighth yep. straight. But there was something about that game that I think just kind of added an exclamation point to what they had done in the previous seven. So, and the reason I say that is, like, we've been talking, and I mentioned this to Sean during the toss. So we've been feeling the Astros looking like the old Astros because they're doing what they've done for 7 years, going on 8 years, whatever it is. Like, they're getting ahead of on early. They're piling on runs. They're using traffic, and they're relying on good starting pitching. Now, it's not the starting pitchers that we thought it was going to be. We've talked about that. They're just, like, putting their foot on the opponent's throat collectively and just squishing them. Last night was different, though. Like, yeah. last night, to me, it was kind of a different way that the Astros can sort of pull your heart out of your chest.
Yeah.
They had one hit for most of that game.
Man.
They had one hit, and they were winning 1-0. I mean, they had one hit. It wasn't about good pitching and mashing, which they've done a lot of. It was like a tight game, a tough game, a nail-biting game. The other pitcher was outstanding. It was defense, and we're going to hear some of that. It was clutch hitting. We're going to hear some of that. It was, you know, pretty good managing, you know, getting everybody in the right spots, getting the right pitchers, matching up, the way you handled the late innings and all that. And it was a one-run game. Like, to me, that's even more Astros. That's like a postseason type of Astros.
Yeah, you mentioned that in the toss, and yeah. I like that a lot. That did feel like a postseason win.
Yeah.
And that's how the postseason going to be, man.
Yes, exactly.
It ain't going to be no, you know, just crushing every single opponent like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the best pitching you're going to find.
Yep.
It's a lot of chess being played,
mm-hmm.
so you might get some pitchers that, you know, might be pitching a no-hitter,
yeah,
and then they go right to their bullpen to some of the best pitchers you'll mm-hmm. find.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a lot of 1-0 games or 2-1,
yeah.
or, you know, it's going to be like a pitching masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Astros last night showed that, hey, we can play.
We can do that.
We can play that game, too.
We still do that.
Yeah, we good over here, too.
We can
crush you, too. But when that's not working, when we come across a pitcher that's on the money,
mm-hmm.
nah, we can still hang in there, too.
Yeah.
We can just get just enough to beat y'all.
Yeah, that's why, in a weird way, it was actually even more encouraging. Like they are grooving, man. They are grooving. And it started with defense. Started with, you know, because they had Tampa had its opportunities.
It's up with the longest outing of his career. This ball lined to right. Coming on, Dubon. Diving attempt, and he makes a great catch. Doobie did it in right field to end the seventh inning.
Doobie did it on defense. They go to the extras. Doobie did it on offense.
Line drive, base hit center field. One run scores. Myers being held up. Astros take the lead on a Mauricio Dubon base hit to center. Doobie.
Doobie.
That's about all you can say, right?
Doobie. Smoking on some doobie.
Smoking. So obviously he was the player of the game. He was speaking with Julia Morales after the game, and he kind of talked about what this is. This interview actually is what got me thinking about this, because like he talked about picking the team up in these types of games.
With Doobie here, what an AB in the 10th inning. Take me through it. It was such a battle.
You know, it's been a grind. I mean, I've been hitting the ball right at people or guys making plays on me, you know, just praying and, you know, staying positive through everything. I think Jakey helped me out, and we're just watching him the whole at bat, you know, went through, you know, really good at bat, and just I was able to see most of the pitches.
Can that get you going, a hit like that?
Oh yeah. I know it's big win for us. You know, we got to go home, you know, with a sweep and enjoy the off day tomorrow too.
8 straight for this team. This road trip's been unbelievable. What clicked for you guys this last week and a half or so?
You know, we're just going there and we're you said being resilient. I mean, we're going out there and try to pass the baton. You know, Jeremy with a big knock. I mean, that was the only hit so far, and just coming in, and you know, sometimes Brady and Alvarez can win games too. So we gotta help him out a little bit.
They had a decent road trip.
That's what I'm talking about. Being resilient. You can't always rely on Yordan or Bregman or whatever, and they are off today. Tomorrow is going to be Garrett Crochet against Spencer Getty at Minute Maid Park. But you know, at the very beginning of this 25 game stretch, where they had the Red Sox, then Tampa, which is a pretty good team. They come home, they should sweep the White Sox. They better sweep the White Sox. That'll get them to 11 and straight. Man. By the way, then they have two of the Red Sox. They've got, you know, some Kansas City's in there. This 25 game stretch is a tough one. They're 7-0.
They are to a great start.
7-0 on that 10.
A great start.
25 game stretch.
I didn't think they was going to be this good like this, man. Because I was a little worried about the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were pretty good, and
they are.
They totally dominated them.
Mm-hmm.
And look, man, they, like I said, they are to a good start. I don't think they're going to go 25-0.
But, hey now. We'll take 24-1.
Yeah, but no, they on a good road now, man. I think if they can win every, I mean, I'm getting greedy, but win every series at least, take 2 out of 3 or, you know, whatever it is, man. This is looking really good, man.
And just keep it
and
rolling.
Scary.
Nothing wrong with being greedy, man.
No, man.
Expectations for this team are high, man. So it's gotta be greedy.
So 8 straight, and when I said this 25 game stretch, when they have, you know, pretty tough schedule, they're 7-0 on that. So they already have 7 of that 25 dubs.
Yeah.
Let's get to 16.
Yeah. So is that the magic number for you out of these?
I just think this
games?
Is. I just think this is the key stretch. I'm saying,
what would make you satisfied out of these 25 games? They win how many?
14, 15. Let's get greedy.
17?
I'm going to say 16.
16, okay.
I'm going to get greedy.
I was thinking
16.
Around 15.
Yeah.
I think 15.
I'm with Chris. Let's get a little greedy.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Because look at how they're playing.
Hey, let's get to 20, man. Go 20-5, man. I'm fine with that.
20-5. Now, there are a couple things. Let's not, ignore in victory, what we would not ignore in defeat. They got to do something about Chaz McCormick. I mean, they have to do something. Did you see the game last night, Chris?
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Chad. The old golden sombrero.
Chad, I don't know, man. He's been off this whole month. I mean, the past 2 months, I want to say. But yeah. I know this month has been rough.
Why
is he out there just because?
It's bodies.
They need somebody, yeah.
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 They don't have, I feel like they don't have nobody really to put out there. I mean, Kyle Tucker's out. I mean, they're playing, you saw Dubon make that play there. So it's just, they need Tucker, man.
It's a damn shame what they did to that dog,
man. They need Tucker. We'll get you an update on Tucker in just a bit. But, they absolutely need him. I wouldn't mind. Look, I think this is going to happen because he is who he is. Jose Altuve hadn't exactly been ripping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, you know, that's a bad thing to me. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also a positive thing because they 7-0.
Yeah.
They've been picking up the slack. It's not like they
depending what we're talking
on
about
right now.
A very Astros-like thing.
Yeah. And then not to mention you, Kyle Tucker not even on this team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.